Today being Friday the 13th, it seems the perfect day to open a movie about luck. Bob Mondello says Intacto is a Spanish psychological thriller by a first-time director who leaves nothing to chance.
Do you consider yourself lucky? Lucky enough to buy a lottery ticket every once in a while, even knowing that the odds are millions to one against your winning? Well, suppose you discovered that luck was not a matter of chance, that it was something that could be acquired, passed from person to person, even stolen. That's the premise of Intacto, which follows several people who have, shall we say, an overabundance of luck, a gift, as it were. Federico, for instance, survived an earthquake that killed everyone around him and now works in a casino, where he passes among the gaming tables, acquiring good fortune from people who are doing too well, making sure the odds stay in the house's favor. As we meet him, he's decided to leave the casino and take his luck with him. But the owner, Samuel, a Jewish concentration camp survivor, who also has the gift, won't allow that.
You're leaving, Federico. Without even a hug.
No lo hagas.
Federico stiffens at Samuel's touch, knowing that with this contact, his luck is draining away.
Your gift I discovered. And your gift I take away.
In fact, his luck changes almost immediately. Until, that is, he finds Tomas, the sole survivor of a plane crash, a very lucky man, who is willing to be groomed in a shadowy social circle where people with the gift play high-stakes games to see who has the biggest gift. Games like running blindfolded with your arms tied behind you at top speed through a forest, running and running and listening as the less lucky around you smack headfirst into trees. Director Juan Carlos Frenadillo has a nifty metaphysical concept here, and he and his co-writer, Andres Coppel, know that it would be unwise to over-explain it. You might say they keep the audience as much in the dark as Federico keeps Tomas, letting us discover by stages that when luck is a commodity, it has a price. Imagine the survivor guilt that survivors would suffer if they knew they'd acquired their good fortune from the innocents around them. As with many noirish notions, the premise starts to unravel if you apply it to the real world, but on its own terms, Intacto works awfully well, with moody atmospherics, sharp acting by Max von Sydow and an otherwise Spanish-speaking cast, and genuinely haunting imagery that the director masters so casually in his first feature film that you figure Hollywood will hire him away in no time. They'll probably hijack the film's plotline, too, remaking it without subtitles and with stars, which, trust me, will not make it better. Intacto is one thriller you'll want to see intact and in the original. I'm Bob Mondello.